Huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
See, here we are once again in Studio B. John Sarver here on CKWI Radio 76, looking out at the wonderful snow that we're not shoveling, but the old referee is out there, and as soon as he gets his mucklucks back into the warm studio, we'll be talking to him too.
Hey, you know, 'tis the season to be freezing, huh? Whoa.
Yes, it is kind of chilly con carne out there, and...
I'm going to fill up that tunnel with the snow tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, well, Jesus God Almighty. If you are in the Midwest, man, you are going to be in a Midwest piece of hurt. I hope you can snuggle in tomorrow with somebody you love, or start ordering like crazy out of Amazon just because you're stir-crazy, and you go, well, I can pay that later, I'll just buy that now, you know? Hopefully that you can get roped in. You know what that is? It's an actual addiction. People around Christmas time to be doing things, to buying stuff off of Amazon just because, ooh, it's a great deal. You know, until you actually look at their great deals, and they're not all that fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, but that has nothing to do with us. You are now connected with the sports authorities here at CKWI Radio 76, the folks with the highest standards possible. There's experts and then they're authorities, and we are the only three, so much so that you don't see them on buildings anymore. So we are here, not bought and paid for by anybody. This is normally what we say about the highest standards. We
in
do
our language.
Yeah, we do have the DMCA here, so whatever language goes on does. We are big proponents of net neutrality, so if that asshole from the FCC is going to try to take that away from us, we'll have another bitch. I mean, we're going to have like a Goss kind of bitch next week. So look out, kiddies. What else we got?
And if the language gets a little salty, turn it up.
Yeah, turn up very loud. Make sure, you know, wake the kiddies. Call the neighbors.
Let the neighbors hear it. Yep.
Hell yeah, man. Tell your mom you want to get in.
And just remember, any profanity we use is of the highest standard.
There you go. See, we use multi-level, multi-letter words. You know, as opposed to your single four-digit kind of deal. All right, so to kick us going off right now, the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to all our frozen friends out there.
There you go, in Igloo Land. And talk about Igloo Land, and coming off as Zamboni right now, with the emphasis on bony, or Zam, I guess, really make you feel even a little bit better. The old referee, number 26 on your programs, number 8 in your hearts. The sport director here at the CKWI Radio 76, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, just wonderful. Just can't wait for it to freaking snow again.
Do you got to do that tomorrow? You got to go out?
Yes, I do.
Why? Why are you doing snow? I thought that was a whole thing that we're not doing snow this year. This should be a good one.
I'm stupid.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because he's got the technique down. He goes out there and he takes the snowblower and he's able to do that Mr. I logo on people's lawns.
And then you hope to God that some dog pees in it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Or a Red Wing logo.
You could not be that talented.
Well, we need a sound effect for it, don't we? There we go.
It's coming.
Yeah.
You don't rush it. You savor it.
Oh.
But of course, on my front lawn, I put the Maple Leaf logo.
Instantaneous.
It just kind of flows.
Yeah, it kind of works with it.
You know, the second in the Eastern Conference Maple Leafs.
Keep going.
We're waiting.
That's all I need to say.
Shut up!
There you go, then.
The 12 points ahead of Detroit Maple Leafs. There we go.
Fake news.
Oh, wait. Until the judge awards all those wins to the Red
Wings. See, what happens is the Wings got to go through the motions.
Yeah.
You know, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, that's right. That's why they're not, the motions. They don't want to get anybody hurt. That's why they're not checking, you know.
They did that wonderful last night.
Yeah.
And not scoring, and, you know.
Yeah. And the good thing is, though, that the fine fans in Detroit are playing along, too. So they're making sure they stay home so that really gets the NHL's attention that they've been screwed over. And so once they get this undefeated season, and it's almost right around the corner, I can almost see the cup already.
Boy, that place was empty again last night watching that game. But
it wasn't empty. People were out on the concourse. It's a brand new place.
Yeah, they were looking at all the pictures and
there's
statues and all the man covers or the sewer covers.
No, they're looking at the Stanley Cups that they've won since 1967.
And they buy this ticket to go into the stadium so they can watch the game on those little screens out in the concourse.
That's true. They're high res.
Yes.
There you go. You don't get that at home. You know?
That's true. Yeah, you don't get those wonderful high-tech TVs at home.
Flat screen.
And let's not forget the $16 pizzas.
Mm-hmm. No, they're $30 pizzas.
$30 now, okay.
Yeah, those $30, $5 pizzas that you can get around the corner at the nearest.
See, if you bought them locally from the local shop, you'd have to pay $6 for them.
Obviously,
but
you guys.
If you get them at the arena, you'd pay $30.
Right.
Obviously, you're not Red Wing fans like I am. You know that money is going to be reimbursed. Everybody that buys a pizza, a $30 pizza, they have to put their name down so at the end of the season they get that money back.
That's through the court case?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that way, right now, they're just taking the money, and with like the money that they're, and you know better than anybody, Kenny, what they're doing is they're taking the money and they're keeping the percentages of the money that they make on the money, and they're putting them to a nice orphanage. See, so it's kind of like a win-win situation.
Okay. Oh,
and that's brought
like
to you by the Red Wing Alumni Association.
Oh, it's like a class action lawsuit, but it's not really a lawsuit. It's a class action donation.
It's just class. There you go. So the money that you make off this money, you know, I mean, it's and you get a write-off. I mean, the Red Wings are a
501c3, yep, just like the NFL used to be.
Yeah, there you go. So see, they're all the way down. So it's a giving charity. So when you show up, you show charity when you sit down in that seat.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
Yes, I can. It's easy. There you are. It's all about the Wings. There you go. So your undefeated Detroit Red Wings once again. And really, and if you want to like look at the fake standings, all Detroit is one Maple Leaf. Win and one Boston Bruin win, and they're back in the thick of it. You know, they don't have to wait to the end of the season. They're only 4 points out. You're welcome.
Wait
Hurry
a second.
Up and look.
He's consulting his
binder
there.
There you go, dude.
28 points of 41 points is one win?
No, 32. So if you won 4 points, 32. So now you're in 32 points.
32, so that's 9 points.
There you go.
And 9 points and 2 points. Where the hell did you go to school?
See, there's 32. You're welcome.
Yeah, but
and that puts them right back into that puts them into third place on paper.
Oh, you're talking about Detroit moving up. Oh, okay, all right.
There's only one way to move when you're down.
Well, yeah, when you're that low, that's.
I mean, it's not like you're going to fall below Buffalo.
See?
Right?
They're waiting in the weeds.
You got Ottawa down there. They're no good.
Yeah, really. Who else are you scared about? I mean, Detroit is already starting to make the move. So be cool until the first of the year and then spring like a tiger.
Tiger?
You want to go for that?
Oh, no. You mean the Tigers?
See how I did that? You're welcome.
You know, we talk about spring and we talk about Tigers. You know, let's face it, the Tigers season coming up next year.
The year after that.
They're looking at the computer right now trying to find that simulate season button. So they could hit it and then move on to the next year?
Yeah, it's you almost want to just, for the next three seasons, just buy EA Sports.
Maybe the 2018 edition, and hopefully you can win on that game.
No.
Well, you know, they did make a couple of great pickups this last week. You know, Leonis Martin, center field. Hey, you know what? It's an upgrade over Jacoby Jones, isn't it?
It's, yeah, another 245 hitter.
But, I mean, basically you got a guy who got screwed up by, I don't know, half a dozen people getting into his head, changing his swing. And,
yeah.
I mean, he never was that good offensively, but, boy, they really put him in the dumper. He went down to Luis Mercado down in Central America, was working with him. He's a guy that kind of got Edwin Encarnacion on track. And, oh, yeah, well, we'll move your hands down.
Yeah, good idea.
Disaster. Just a disaster. And so they DFA'd him. He sent it to AAA. And he says, the hell with the hands, I'm putting them back up. And he started doing a little bit better. So, you know, the idea being, well, we'll bring him in. And he's a great defensive center fielder.
True.
But if we can kind of get him back to where he was, and he can get on base a little bit and steal some bases, maybe there's some value there. Who knows?
Yeah, but, I mean, what's the upgrade over Jacoby Jones? To a 135 hitter? 136 hitter? I mean, what is Jacoby Jones anyways? I never understood the potential of this guy.
Well, the potential is a lot of speed, and he's not bad defensively. He can't hit a lick.
Yeah, so kind of in your center fielders, I mean, the only real position you can get away with is probably left side. Shortstop, third baseman, as long as you're vacuum cleaners, we can look past your hitting deficiencies. Everywhere else, especially outfield and first base, you got a slug.
Not true with the center fielder. If we think of guys like Gary Pettis in the past. I mean, if you're really good defensively, you can make up for a lot of sins in your corner outfielder. So you have guys in the corners that hit better if you've got a guy who can chase the ball down in center. I mean, that was the theory behind Ghost. It's just that when he brought Ghost in, they found out just how bad he was defensively as well as offensively.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look at a guy like Mike Fiers. Okay, Fiers was a guy who had a pretty good career going in Milwaukee. Goes to Houston, and they start fiddling with him. Change his arm slot, change his pitch mix. And, you know, he was doing okay last year, but things came apart, and he's throwing more sinkers. And all these hitters are uppercutting now. So, you know, you throw them a little sinker, and they're teeing off on it. Well, guess what? The Tigers have a new pitching coach, Chris Bosio, the guy that worked with him in Milwaukee. Okay, the idea being, let's bring this guy in, let's kind of unscrew him up, and then we got a guy that has some value at the trade deadline. I mean, that's the theory. And they only signed him for 1 year at $6 million, which is a hell of a lot better than what they did with Pelfrey.
Yeah, but you, really, that's $6 million. Oh, I don't, wait a minute, talk amongst yourselves.
Talk.
Yeah, but it's $6 million instead of Pelfrey for $8 million for 2 years.
Yeah, which you had to eat 1 year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a low-risk move, and if they get some value out of it, why not? It's not like you're going to worry about what this team is going to do next year anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, the crummy thing is that it's $6 million that you just flushed.
Yeah.
I mean, big time. All right. Yeah. So why don't you wait on that $6 million? Because it comes off as a panic move. I mean, does this guy have anything in the tank? Just because you have your old teacher back doesn't mean you still have your quality back of how you pitch, you know? I mean, it's like Houston, yeah, he got screwed up in Houston. Then they go, well, it's, you know, a pitcher's park in Detroit.
Yeah.
Well, we signed him just to eat innings. But you see how much gopher ball that guy gives up?
Right, because
Holy God.
They switched him to throwing the sinker, and they were teeing off on the damn thing. Okay? And to get him back to throwing more four-seam fastballs up in the zone, you know, things could turn back around for him.
If.
And it's a low-risk move. It's a one-year contract.
$6 million.
If it doesn't work, you ship his ass out. That's all.
$2 million is a low-risk move. $6 million gets my attention. You know?
Nobody, with pitching the way things are now?
Yeah, pitcher, but he's not a pitcher, though. I mean, he's not worth a damn.
But there's no pitcher that's going to sign for $2 million.
Huh.
A free agent.
Mark Lowe.
Pelfrey.
Yeah.
Not even Pelfrey would sign for $2 million.
I mean, that to me is low risk, but you give them all kinds of incentives.
Uh-huh.
All kinds of incentives. Easy incentives.
But if you take this guy's history over the years, his earn run average is nowhere near Pelfrey's at 5.
And you can't do that, though.
Well, here's the other thing, too. There were teams that were looking to give him a 2-year deal. But he took the 1-year deal here to work with Bosio.
The big
picture. He's trying to get his career back on track.
Every time that I hear something about aging baseball people and they go, well, you know, let's get back to its former glory, I go, okay, Cabrera.
Yeah.
No matter who he's going with, he will never, ever have his former glory. You know, I don't know I can't think of too many baseball stories where they're great, they get screwed up, they're 8 years past, and then they turn out great for another 3 years. And I give you Verlander probably one of the stories.
Yeah.
You know, that's about it. You know, but that had nothing to do with...
But you look at the guy's age, for example. If the guy's trying to turn it back around and he's 36, it's a lot different than if he's 31. You know, how old's Fires? Is he
32. 32?
32? Yeah. So, I mean, he's still young enough. I mean, no question about that. And he never was a hard thrower anyway, so it's not like, you know, loss of velocity is an issue.
Right. But then on the other hand, halfway through the season last year, his earned run average, you know, through July was only 2.63. He was pitching great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just at the end of the year is
his second half was terrible.
His second half was terrible.
And it's because they were teeing off on that damn sinker.
And that was the reason, basically the reason why Houston at the last, you know, 3 seconds before the trade deadline ended is when that's why they pulled the deal for Verlander, because he was their fifth starter.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why, since he imploded at the end of the year, or near the end of the year, is why they pulled the trade out for Verlander.
Really? I would have thought they would. Well, they were thinking that Verlander was going to be their number five?
No, but he was going to be, you know, part of their...
He was part of the rotation.
Rotation for the end of the year.
They got to the point where they just didn't want to use him anymore. So they said... And they left him off the playoff roster.
Yeah, they didn't even use him for the playoffs or anything.
Yeah. So no ring for you.
Yeah.
Yike.
And again, it's only a one-year deal. So if it doesn't work, bye.
Now, if he was still pitching at that 2.63 earned run average
for the whole
year, Verlander would probably still be here.
Yeah. And we'd be trying to figure out how to move that contract now.
And then, we'd still have Verlander, and Mr. Avila would still be trying to figure out how to get rid of all that money. So maybe it was a good idea that for us.
Uh-huh.
That he ended up pitching bad.
Well, I look at Martin, I look at Fires, and I look at Derek Norris that they brought in, the catcher that is going to compete for a job, and I say, you know, this is great. We're loading up on all this talent. Who needs Giancarlo Stanton, right? I mean, you heard about that one, right? The Yankees got him for basically free.
Yeah, got him for
nothing.
Starlin
Castro.
Oh, yeah, and two other people.
Two shitty prospects. And the Marlins picked up $30 million of the deal.
Yeah, I mean, here's your MVP. You are so good that you're the MVP of a crap team.
Yeah.
Huh? I mean, how many times has that happened in baseball? Few? Ever?
Yeah.
You know? And so, I mean, really, Jeter, yeah, you're off and running, man. I mean, talking about being like the CAC GM club, you are solidly there. How you got to be an owner and a GM, nobody knows.
Well, you know, he has deep roots in the Yankees organization, so
he made
a phone call. He says, how would you like to have an MVP outfielder for free? We'll pay you to take him.
Yeah.
No. We're not, the commissioner's office is not going to look into this deal. No. Why? Because it's the Yankees. Oh, boy. The people at ESPN are just, they're having woodies and all kinds of stuff over this one, you know?
Yeah, but how do you work that out? Because he vetoed every other trade.
Yeah.
So if the only one that he wants to go to is New York, that's the player's call, not Jeter's.
True.
So where's the collusion?
Well...
Your Honor, I rest my case.
And the thing about it is all the other deals that were offered for Stanton were way better than this one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. But, I mean, really, I guess you take a look at it, it's a panic move to dump that salary.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And how old is he now?
Stanton?
29, I think.
8? Yeah, somewhere.
And you would have had him for what?
10 years.
So until he was 38?
Yep.
All right, so you got another Cabrera.
Yes.
All right.
And this guy has a history of injuries, too.
So short-term, long-term, laugh at Jerick, I'm thinking of Polly, of
Jeter
all you want, But long term, he dumped that salary.
Uh-huh.
That guy gets hurt tomorrow. Peace.
Yeah.
What a great deal that was. You know? I mean, really, I understand that the Yankees think they got the Booze Brothers here. You know? And like, yeah. Here we go. Here comes the big slugger again. But Judge was streaky.
Yeah, he was. His second half was rather ordinary.
And I take a look at him being kind of like Red Pop. Came in gangbusters and then... Oh, wait a minute. I do have one.
Yep. And then today, the Yankees traded Chase Headley back to San Diego.
Really? Did they really? Who'd they get for him? Anything?
Some outfielder that's like 6'7".
Okay.
That batted 212. They had 5 home runs.
Next one they're going to dump is Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yeah, that should have been done anyways.
Yeah, they should have done that 2 years ago.
Yeah, but again, who takes him? Chicago?
Whoever has salary that they can take on.
Yeah, but would you take him on?
Well, no. That would be stupid. Well, who knows? You know, it depends.
The Detroit Tigers announced.
Are there any stupid people in Major League Baseball? Gee, let me think.
The New York Mets announced.
No, but see, now, you know, the Yankees could work on a deal with something. You know, you don't think that there's, you know, crap going on behind the scenes to where, hey, if you take this guy, somewhere along the line we'll do you a favor.
That'd be collusion.
It's not somewhere along the line. It's called player to be named later.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You do me a favor, somewhere along the line I'll do you a favor.
You take this guy on and we're gonna cut a deal and we'll give you a couple of prospects to go along with him.
Low level prospects. Oh, are we talking Detroit? I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Hi. Huh. Hi, Illich organization. Oh, good Lord, have mercy. Well,
but at least since we're still in baseball,
or Todd Frazier. Todd Frazier's up for a contract this year too, and
Frazier goes down.
So I don't know. You know.
Yeah, but now they're talking about Fulmer. You know, it's kind of like, we're not actively looking for anybody, but we'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen to what for who? You know, 3 prospects. You know, might as well.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you get 1 prospect out of the deal. I mean,
anything that ain't nailed down, you know?
I'm not sure about Fulmer. All those guys that we got, every one of them, I don't go, yes, that's a solid thing. I mean, he looks pretty good, but then again, he's a China doll. And if it's reported here last summer by you, Kenny, that the guy's got, you know, quite. Oh, no, was it him that had the elbow?
Elbow, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so bye. You're done. Next. You know, yes, you can come back from Tommy John, but you're never anywhere near.
Well,
that
wasn't Tommy John. They just moved the nerve over a little bit because it was getting pinched. But,
pinched?
I mean, yeah.
Didn't he have bursitis or some damn thing? Which one did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did have something.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you don't get rid of bursitis, you know? So, I mean, this is going to get worse and worse and worse, and unless he becomes a Frank Tanana pitcher, you know, GLGY, good luck to you, man. You know, I don't sell everybody. There is nobody from here to fiscal 2023.
Yeah.
Will you even see coming to Call America? Oh, you know what's really going to be pathetic, man? If you're part of the Illich organization and you thought that getting this new stadium was going to save you, you know, finances. Wait a minute, I can do it.
I do have a question, though. Who is this Mike Gerber?
He used to be a baby on this little label that you could have baby food with.
And, you know, people in some countries would see the baby on the label and they think that's what's in the jar. They had a hard time selling it.
And now he's in the Tiger organization for outfield?
That's right. Yeah, he's a up-and-coming outfielder who might wind up as a reserve outfielder.
Hello, Jacoby.
Go back to this and look at this outfield. Mikey Matookin left.
Jacoby.
Yeah.
And either Leonis Martin and Jacoby Jones in center.
Yeah.
Nicholas Castellanos in right. Oh, my God. Teams would come into Comerica Park and go, oh, my God, we're just going to go home. We can't play against these guys.
Really, all you got to do is lift it. Lifted anywhere between shortstop and out there. And
like
then
it,
it's...
Like I said, they're looking for that button that says simulate season. Let's just move ahead, get past this one. Let's just take our beating.
If that isn't...
It's a train derailment waiting to happen.
Shittiest outfielder. Yeah. Outfield. Between those three, I bet you they don't hit 50 home runs.
Thank God that Gardenhire's here because he knows how to win.
And God help us defensively in right field with Castellanos out there. Oh, my God.
I take that back. They probably won't hit 40 home runs.
Yeah.
Between the three of them.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you're looking at the All-Star suck outfield.
Yes.
You know, every ball that's going to be hit out there is going to be an adventure.
Well, if Martin's playing every center, he'll be fine defensively. Okay? He'll hit about 180, but...
He's going to have to cover all three
pretty much. Well, Matuck's going to be okay in a corner. I mean, he really didn't have the speed to cover center field.
Well, you know...
They used him.
What they'll have to do is Matuck will have to play, like, left center.
Uh-huh.
And Leonis will have to play sort of right center to cover Nicholas and Wright because he ain't going to catch nothing.
See,
here's
the deal. What you really need to do is you need to move Cabrera to DH
quickly.
And put Castellanos at first base. Okay? Mm. But no, we have to pay Victor another year. So if we pay him, we're playing him.
And he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, that's what they need to do. Do that again. Yeah, that's what they need to do to Victor.
Yeah. He was running. First time you ever saw him run. There you go. The knees must be getting good again.
Then you throw the body in the dumpster and you move on, you know? I mean, it's a...
Yeah, we'll just give him a whip.
Yeah.
There you go.
But seriously, you've got this guy there who, I mean, he's on the last year of his deal. You owe him $18 million. And because he's there, you're going to screw up the rest of your...
The whole lineup.
Yeah.
Oh, by far. Yeah. And
the guy's not going to hit. He's a DH. He can't run. He can't field. And he can't hit anymore either. So he'll give you, what, 3 home runs this year. Hit about 180. Great. As your DH.
And if he doesn't hurt himself in the last day of training camp.
That's right. And you know what I say? If he's going to hit that, bring back Brandon Inch. He can hit that.
Well, you know what? Really, just bring back, John P. Wackenpuss.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. But there's no reason to have Castellanos at first base. Really, the guy can't. I mean, you really trust that fielding? It's the easiest position to play in baseball, allegedly.
You'd rather have him screw up there than out in the outfield.
Exactly. Exactly, because it can get blocked. We remember watching Prince Fielder hack and slash at first base, and that wasn't pretty. But seriously, I mean, a bad outfielder can do a lot more damage. Remember Dmitri Young? I remember that one. Ball's hit at the left field, and he like did a 360 around in the ball. Finally, the ball drops right at his feet. And I says, well, he didn't catch it, but at least he had it surrounded.
True. But, I mean, so I don't want to have the, you know, every throw to first base is going to be a guess,
uh-huh.
You know, or there's no stretching, or, I mean, he can't field. You can't field third base. You can't field first base. You know, it's a little more of a different corner and shit.
Yeah, but the thing about it is there's not as many balls hit to the first baseman as there is balls hit to the third baseman.
But he's got to catch the ball.
Yeah, but...
He won't stretch. That's one of his things at third base. He won't stretch.
Well,
you know, first basemen have to be incredibly, in theory, athletic.
Well, then they need to train him, then.
If he can't think,
Fielder, right?
Hurry the hell
up. Like Prince Fielder, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the thing is, who wants him?
Well, but I'm just saying that...
Well, he's supposed to be that good. Training.
Well, I know. There are a lot of teams inquiring about him, right?
The phone's ringing off the hook.
Goes, yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you can't take him and move him to first base, and if he can't at least go to first base and catch the throws from the infielders, then he's useless.
Yeah.
He is useless. That's why everyone goes, oh, look at that bat. Look, what bat? Streaky as a bitch, maybe. You know? Maybe.
They hit him second last year in the lineup for the first month and a half, okay? Thinking, well, he's going to make this step up. Well, he didn't. Mm-hmm. And then later on, they stuck him lower in the lineup, and he started hitting.
When he wound up
with 100 RBIs.
When he put him down to like fifth or sixth in the lineup.
Yeah, sixth or seventh, yeah.
Or whatever.
I mean, so what?
When you're that sucky that they take you away from your third base position,
yep.
Two-thirds into the... Oh, actually, yeah, two-thirds into the season.
They moved on from him at third base.
Yeah, big time.
Definitely.
Look at the stats.
Yeah.
The worst third baseman.
And he wasn't he might have improved a little bit, but marginally. Marginally. Yeah. And it was not going to get much better.
But then you kind of go, who was your infield coach for Detroit? Lamont? No.
Vizquel.
Okay. Vizquel. And if he can't whip you into shape, right. Bye. Yeah. Next. You know?
Omar was a vacuum.
Yeah, he was a wizard out there defensively.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they worked with him and worked with him. It just wasn't happening.
He's not a third. What did he come in the league for? I mean, I know they tried to make him a third baseman, but what's his natural position? Hot dog? Hot dog vendor?
But I think third was his natural. And they actually tried him in left field. They tried him in left field down in the minors. Because they had Prince Fielder at first, did Cabrera at third. They said, well, he's blocked at third. We'll move him to left field. Train wreck. So.
What an interesting thought to have Cabrera, who can't move, on third. Well, you had two big kaboom.
But arm, this way, 350 this way.
Good arm. No range at all.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. Anything that he had to go to his left with, forget about it. It's in the hole. You better have a great shortstop that can cover second and third at the same time. You know? But again, you take a look at those bats and you go, yeah, okay, marginally. I mean, he was marginal as a third baseman. Uh-huh. No gold glove, but no Castellanos, you know?
Yeah.
But you do have that guy at third base now.
Candelario.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's make sure you're not a flash in the pan guy.
Yep.
You know, let's make sure you're not a big baller brand.
Well, he's a highly rated prospect, and we saw why this last year. You know, at the major league level, he can perform consistently.
True.
Cubs have tried him out for a couple cups of coffee and didn't look that good, but now it looked like he was ready. So now let's see what happens over a full year. Again, it's his rookie year. Things can get a little rough for rookies. We'll give him time, but
I think
he's a keeper. And, frankly, when you look at that trade where they gave up two pieces that helped the Cubs not at all, and they got Candelario and a couple of other good-looking prospects, that may just be the steal of all of the trades that he made. Okay? It certainly wasn't the J.D. Martinez deal. That one's going to go nowhere. We're not going to get anything out of that. But that one and, a couple of guys on the Houston trade look pretty good too, but that Cubs one, I'm looking at that's a standout trade.
But you feel bad for him because now it's like, yay, I was on the World Series team, and now I'm on the Death Valley team for a half a decade.
Yep.
Even if he's 22 right now, he'll be 27 before they get even a wisp of good.
But at least if he shows any potential whatsoever, at least to be playing Major League Baseball instead of, going between up and down in the Cubs organization.
Yeah, true that. But you're going to be the shining star of the team, and he's not all that in doing interviews,
Yeah.
But, all of a sudden he's going to find himself as the best player on a crap team for decades, Yike. And, God, when you get that realization, ew, Because I'm trying to think of kind of like Brad Park with the Wings. What an awful time that had to have been.
Oh.
It's like, great, we're going to trade you from New York to the Wings when they're really awful. Okay, thanks. So now they go, it's Brad Park and the Wings. It's like, oh, man, don't attach my name to this. I didn't ask to be traded here.
Skeets out with a paper bag over his helmet.
Yeah. Like a black tape over the wing, comes out with his New York Ranger outfit on. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yep,
darn, trade me. Trade me back. Well, you know what? You're just so crappy, we're going to make you coach. Okay.
Okay. Oh, boy, that's even better.
That worked out well, didn't it?
Yeah, didn't it?
For 40 games.
At least I can hide behind the bench over here.
God, you did think of that whole Johnny O kind of era, McCourt and those guys.
Yeah.
Of just, you got two decent hockey players and the rest of the team. Whoops. Slightly gong. Of what they have now.
The gong show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, you take a look at Larkin, and it's like, dude, psst, now's the time. Psst. You know, start to score a goal. I don't think he's got one yet, does he?
Yeah, he's got a couple, I think.
How many? Two?
Yeah, but he's the thing about it is the kid's playing good. He's had some bad luck. It's just like Mitch Marner from the Maple Leafs.
Riley Sheehan, right?
Hey, yeah. Riley Sheehan scored a goal against the Maple Leafs the other day. So he's got three now.
Actually, you know, we need to give Riley Sheehan a cheer because he scored it against the against the Leafs. There we go. Thank you, Riley.
But who won the war? Maple Leafs won the game.
Allegedly.
Anybody can cheat.
That's fake news.
Okay. That's fine.
There you go. It's that mainstream media in Toronto.
Well, you know what?
I'll say anything.
I like the idea that we're talking so much baseball when the snow is flying in the air, you know? Hey, we had big news here in Detroit. We had a couple of our old heroes from the 84 team that got appointed to the Hall of Fame.
I don't care how you get in.
We're still short one, though.
You betcha you are. And how did you not get...
Trammell and Morris deserve it, but Whitaker deserves it, and he deserves to go in with Trammell. This is bullshit.
Yeah, how did you separate that? Yeah. You know, didn't Trammell, and we're going to go to you with this one, Kenny. Didn't Whitaker have a higher average?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he had a higher average. I think he had more home runs.
Okay.
He had more power. Yeah, Whitaker had a lot more power.
Yeah.
You've never seen a duo like that.
Oh, and you never will.
No.
You never will. That was one for the ages.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of... What is the anti-Whitaker bias? What's it all about, Alfie? You know, I mean, I'm trying to think what his lifetime was. You know,
I don't know, but it's not that far from Trammell's.
Yeah.
Wasn't he Golden Glove?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. He was terrific defensively, power, good average.
Everything you wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, integral with Trammell.
Yes.
Now, why did Trammell take so damn long?
And Morris.
Well, Morris, because they look right at the ERA and they go, that's the highest ERA we've ever had.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But if you set the Wayback Machine to the 80s, who was the biggest badass in baseball when it comes to pitching?
Jack Morris.
He dominated his era.
Yeah.
Absolutely, positively did it. You know? So, and he has no hitters, and he's got World Series ring, and. What blocks him? I don't get it. I mean, I think that was the biggest...
And he even pitched for the Yankees. Come on now.
Yeah, that was a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
But still, you kind of wonder, what does it take? You know, when you see lesser guys get in, I see Guillen, you know? I mean, yeah, okay, you could do backflips, you know?
You know, Ozzie Smith.
Guillen. Yeah. You know, it's like Ozzie and Harriet. Ozzie. You know, that Blizzard of Oz, which will be coming tomorrow to Detroit.
Don't remind me.
It's an amazing situation that you want to see with the Ratchet, because they got in the old timers.
Yep.
You know, I don't give a damn how they get in. As long as your buns are in there, you're in there. You know what I mean? It's cool that Anderson got in there, you know, and everybody goes, well, you know, all the 84 guys that didn't get in.
Yeah.
You're right. Where's Darrell Evans?
Yeah.
Nowhere near going in.
Yeah.
You know? Bergman.
Yeah.
Great guy on the bench. You know? I mean, really, who is your third baseman?
Marty Castillo.
There you go. The Iron Man. You know? I mean, really, you really have three people that stand out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, four, Gibson. You know?
He didn't have the numbers.
Yeah.
Not the career numbers, no.
What's the chance that he goes in because everything's all goofed up with him right now?
Not much.
On a sentimental value?
Not much.
Really?
Yeah.
Because really, I mean, he had, well, fudge, how do you get him in there? You know, because, I mean, he had two of the most terrific baseball home runs, unscripted, that lives in infamy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, how do you translate that getting him in? You get him in the broadcaster wing, you know?
Not that good as a broadcaster.
Well, he's kind of can't now.
Yeah, and as a Manager, he had limited success.
Yeah. And he wasn't a manager that long, so that longevity ain't going to get him in.
All right, so you got three guys that you could easily put in the 84.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how they don't see the body of work. When you say Trammell, you say Whitaker.
Yeah.
You know, because no Whitaker, no Trammell.
Yeah.
Period. You know, and vice versa.
Yeah.
You never seen, I mean, it was like a married couple that could, you know, finish each other's sentences. That's how, they didn't even have to look. They could do like behind the shoulder shots, you know, and plus, you know, that both of them could hit, both of them could field.
Yep.
Man, that was golden.
It was terrific.
I mean, you were tough right up the middle? Yes, sir. Yep. You know? And
they,
I mean,
and they batted 1-2.
Yeah.
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 And Whitaker was relatively quick, you know, on the base paths.
Yep.
You know? I mean, it's a great story. I mean, it's a baseball movie to be made between these two guys. And then whatever happened, there was some kind of fallout with the Tigers, wasn't there, with Whitaker?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember what the hell it was, because he stayed away for an awful long time, you know?
I remember that, but I don't know the, the details of it.
There was something about that, and I can't remember what the heck it was, because, I mean, I think he went back to Lakeland like 2 years ago, you know, and they welcomed him back. I mean, I mean, it's not like one of those mysterious Isaiah Thomas and Davidson kind of thing, you know? That's one for the ages. It's like, really, Isaiah? How did you screw that up?
Yeah.
You look at him and you go, well, in a way, you kind of go, shoo, because everywhere Isaiah goes, you know, I've never seen a guy with the anti-golden touch. Yeah. Everywhere he goes, he screws up everything. And I mean hard.
Yes.
I mean to the point where things go out of business. He's kind of like the basketball Danny McClain.
Yeah, absolutely.
What the
hell? I wouldn't
hell.
Go quite that far. Quite that far.
Yeah, but at
There's
least...
No prison record here.
Yeah, well, yeah, because why? You know? I mean, Denny at least was straight up and served his stuff. You know, I like the big house. What a goof. You know, we should almost do it one day, have a show of folks that were in the highest of highs that sabotaged their own careers so hard that they were never seen from or heard from again. I mean, how do you go, I mean, in 2017, almost 2018, still, you know, what was he, 31 and what? 31 wins in a season? Never, ever. And how many of those were complete games? You'll never see that again.
Nope.
I mean, what a feat that is. And self-destructed like no tomorrow.
A couple years later, he's gone. Traded off to Washington and then went down the memory hole.
Yeah, I mean, really, he was traded, what, in 69, 70?
70.
All right, so you're 1 year, one season away from your 31-win season. What?
Yeah.
You know? And really, you weren't even all that effective. And the funny thing is, he wasn't all that effective in the World Series in 68. You know? I mean, if you're Lolich, you're waving your hand and going, how about me?
Yeah.
You know? I kind of beat Gibson a lot, you know? I mean, what an amazing... I got to see who won those games, because obviously it wasn't all just him. I mean, I don't know if Wilson or Sparma won any of them, because I don't think it was... Because if they went seven...
Yeah, there were four wins. I think Wolich got three.
Really?
And
so
I think Wilson probably got the other one.
Wilson or Sparma, you know. But then again, you never, back in the era, you went nine.
Yeah.
There was no setup specialists or, you know.
Seventh inning guy.
Yeah, fifth inning specialist, fourth inning specialist, third inning setup man. You know, all these guys have to do is give me eight outs. You know, and you're a starter pitcher.
And we'll give you $20 million.
Please, for your first three games.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, look at this guy's lights out, you know? All right, so you got, once again, you have another. It's so funny. In every Illich program, you shut your eyes and you know exactly what you're looking for. You need defense on the Red Wings. And you need a bullpen for Detroit, for the Tigers.
Yeah.
They're perennial for some god reason.
Evergreen.
Yeah. There you go.
Evergreen. And just for all you Tiger fans, if you have nothing to do in August of next year, the Tigers will be holding they're going to retire the jerseys number 3 and 47 in August to for Trammell and Jack.
Because by that time they'll be like, all right, we got to get all these cobwebs off these seats here.
And and probably during the ceremony they might be giving away cars too, so to get you there.
Man, if you, I don't know if it was a brilliant move. I know aesthetically it was probably a cool idea, but you should never ever have red seats at the Little Caesars, because man, that shows up on TV when nobody's in that seat. Man, it's glaring. I mean, it's huge, you know. And then already they're bitching about the ice is crap, because when you have pissing game, hockey game, it doesn't freeze up like the JLA, you know. I wouldn't knock over the JLA just yet, boys. Huh. You know, I mean, I don't know if you can sell Goss this, you know, the Little Caesar thing. Huh. It's like, here, you take care of it. We'll go over here, you know. We'll just name this Little Caesars Arena 2.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. And because, really, knock down the steps. You got plenty of room around it. You already got parking. People already know where to go. You already got a people mover thing there. Why you don't have a people mover thing over at the Joe or at the
pizza
LCA?
Pizza? Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, really, talk about your crap planning.
Yeah,
you know, because really, if you put one there, you would have that would cover Co-America. It covered Little Caesars Arena. There you go. That's what he stopped with. And I gotta get the case back on this tomorrow.
Yeah, Ford Field.
Yeah, Ford Field. You'd have everything right there. You'd have Fox.
Yeah.
You know, that'd really be helpful, but that means that people would go to, like, Greektown and park for $5 as opposed to $30, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's going to be, I would love to see the Illich bottom line in 2 years, you know, when they're uh-huh. trying to pay off all that debt, and nobody is coming.
Yeah.
You know, and here's a clue there, Chris. If your Red Wings aren't winning, maybe a shakeup be coming, you know? I mean, if you're going to be taking down Bashel, you know, you better be uh-huh. taking down your general manager.
General manager Ken Holland?
Hall of Fame.
First ballot
CAC.
Yeah.
Man, he's in rare air, man. I mean, yes. He wasn't even thought of twice of. You know, really, there was a thought. If he would have bailed, like, about 6 years ago, he would have been genius.
Yep.
You know, he would have been a god. And people would be, please come back.
Yeah.
Please get us back in order.
It'd be like, you know, when's Barry coming back? That sort of a...
30 years later.
Yeah.
You know, here I am. Okay, go out there, man. Okay. Whoops, all of a sudden he's Illich.
So, yeah. It'd be pining away. They have pictures of Ken Holland out there. And he'd be marching.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. People, when's Ken coming back? When can you get him? You know, he's not doing anything. Yeah. You can still get him out there and stuff like that. And he just, like, talk about overweight. I mean, really, where's Devolano? You know, geez, can you bring him back anytime soon?
Yeah.
You know, how much would it really cost Scotty to come back?
Yeah.
You know, 20 years later to coach. There. How would you like to coach at 95? You know, but still would do a better job than Blash, because he knows right around the corner, if these guys just played their A game, we'd be competitive.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you think about it. You know, we've gone through the Brad era for the Tigers, you know, the Blash era for the Red Wings.
You suck!
The letter B's not good.
We're in the middle of the Stan era. With the Pistons, and they're kind of falling through like a lead weight now.
Yeah, but you know, the crap thing is they're only losing like about three or four.
Yeah.
You know, they're not getting blown out or anything, so that's as good as a win.
Yeah. And let us not even mention our friend down at Ford Field, Caldwell. Oh, I love love it. They came out the other day and said, oh, remember that multi-year extension? It's actually one year, and after that it's team option. It's like,
Hurry.
That's what I want to hear.
But can they beat Chicago in Chicago?
It's here.
Or here, I mean. You know? I mean, how screwed up is Safford's hand? you know, how screwed up is his ankle? I'm telling you, I'd be targeting like no tomorrow.
Yeah.
So where they got that? They got that Bengals and Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? Beat the Bears. Beat the Bengals. Set up that big game against Green
Aaron
Bay
Rogers.
At the end. And let's see all those hearts get broken again. One more time, baby. It's kind of like Charlie Brown with the football. Lucy says, come on, Charlie Brown, kick the football. I promise you I won't pull it away this time.
You know what I'd like to do? I would like to get the intern on. How many games are won by Detroit by the kicker? You know? How many games this year were won by a field goal? Or he scored all the points in the game? You know? Because somehow, some way, without this guy, you're at least two wins low.
Oh, yeah.
You know? If not more. You know? So the most highest paid athlete in all of the NFL
should be the damn kicker.
Yeah. I mean, he's actually giving you more consistent points. And plus, this screwball can kick it at 46 and not worry.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? You know, I mean, really, at one time, you'd hold your breath at 37, 38. 46? All right, chip shot. You want to do it at 56? Let's go. Damn.
Boy. It's a luxury to have a kicker that just get the ball to the 40-yard line and I can take care of it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you're 40. Not their 40.
Just, you know? Just get in the general area and I'll kick a field goal.
Because whatever it is. I mean, it's like, okay, so Green Bay kicks off to Detroit and it goes through the end zone. They get it at the 20. Let's see.
25.
First pass. Okay.
All you got to do is get 30 yards.
You don't even have to get that. Try him out there. I mean, this guy's got a monkey for a leg. What the hell? How can this guy do this? And he's quiet. And it's like, how come he's not, you know, your premium?
You can get your backup quarterback to get 30 yards. You don't need to pay a quarterback.
Not our backup quarterback.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, a decent backup quarterback. You don't have to pay a quarterback $130 million to get 30 yards.
Hurry up and get RG3 in here. He's available.
He can run for 30 yards.
That'd be helpful.
At least somebody could run for 30 yards, huh?
Yeah.
Like the Lions' offense is good for 30 yards rushing a game, isn't it?
Well, if you're the defensive coach for the opposing team, you're keying.
You know, it drives me nuts to hear these people say, well, you have to run the ball. Well, no, you have to run the ball effectively. To run the ball ineffectively, why bother? Well, it keeps the defense honest. No, they're not honest. You think they're having to, it affects how they play because they got to stop your run? Hell no.
Not in Detroit.
No.
I mean, not in Detroit. And considering that you have nobody... Do you have to go back to Barry to try to think of who was a consistent running back?
Well, Jones was
decent.
Yeah.
Decent, but not consistent.
But, I mean, you look at the cast of clowns we've had here the last 15 years, it's been pretty bad. You know, Abdullah, you know, we were sold that, oh, he's a real good running back. They benched him last week. He didn't. He was healthy, a healthy scratch last week.
Right.
You know, so they're pretty much giving up on the guy.
Yeah, but look at what Detroit used to have. First round, wide out. Second round, wide out.
Yep.
Next year, wide out. Second round, wide out. I mean, how many throwing targets can you have? You know, because they always wanted to have somebody that could offset Calvin.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's going to offset Calvin. You know, so, and then all these guys washed out.
You look at who they picked, you drafted so many wide outs. Which of them are any good? Charles Rogers, Mike Williams? I mean, come on, you get down the list.
First round,
seriously.
Too. Yeah. But there you go. I mean, it's like, look, Melon.
Yep.
Psst, bud.
But he kept saying, well, I'll take another one. Eventually, one of these guys are going to be good.
You would think they should have a playoff of him and not Joe Schmidt. who was the GM in the worst era? God bless. In Joe Schmidt's era for Lions.
Oh, Russ Thomas.
Yeah. Russ Thomas and Millen, they should have like a playoff. Who made the worst moves?
Oh, that's easy. That isn't even close. Matt Millen.
Yeah, he was consistent.
He was the worst ever of all time.
See, what happens with the Ford family and with the Illich family also, they don't run it like a business.
No.
They run it like a family, and then they get close to people, and they can't, well, I know he sucks, but what can we do? You know?
We can't get rid of him.
No, you know.
We'll promote him.
We love him. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Coach he has Caldwell. Money.
We like Coach Caldwell. We're going to keep him around.
Yeah, I mean, we're still making money. Yeah. So, I mean, really, I think now, I really wonder if the Lions are the only Detroit team making money.
Yeah. You know,
brand new arena and the whole 3 yards, man. That ain't happening. Even when the Pistons were winning, it wasn't like they're filling up, you know.
And we know the Tigers weren't.
You
and they won't be.
And they, you know, they'll fill up opening day just because it's Detroit, and then Death Valley days.
Yep.
You know, especially in May. Whee! Yeah. And especially if like they're playing like Yankee St. Louis. I mean, if they're already like 1-10.
Whee! Yeah, and you get a night game early May. You know, it's about 45 degrees.
It's a school night.
Whee! And you're playing the San Diego Padres.
Kansas City.
Yeah. Great.
Whee! You know, Detroit thanks their lucky stars that Kansas City is still in that division because nobody else is going to be as sucky.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they're on their way down. At least they had a little bit of fame there.
And the White Sox are going to be pretty bad again.
I want to see how the White Sox, they got to be built. I mean, they got the parts. I don't get it.
But they're still so young.
Yeah, but they, at least they're being, they're kind of like Cleveland, too.
Yeah.
You know, if all these things gel, there's great. Talk about gelling, great. Kenny Pockett, what did we not talk about in 1 minute?
We didn't talk about Tom Savage, quarterback of the Houston Texans, because this week he got pounded. He's laying there on the ground. His arms are sticking out. His hands are shaking. And they went him through. They checked him out for a concussion. Said, nah, put him back in the game. And it wasn't too long after that where they pulled him out and said, yeah, I guess he is concussed.
Darn.
Oh, come on. Seriously, guys, you got to do better than that. I mean, we're talking about people's lives at stake. You know, we've talked about the problems that the NFL has. This one ain't going away.
I'm telling you.
You got to take this seriously, guys.
It's funny how the NFL was the gold standard. And now nobody wants to touch their kind of stuff. All the way down to mishandling of all kinds of team relocations, the stadium fiascos, the way that they hand out their, where's Pete Rozelle when you need him?
Yep.
You know? But you know what we need? We need Mark Milicek, our sport director here, to say, what did we cover in 1 whole minute?
Okay. We're not going to talk about the Maple Leafs. We're going to talk about Shea Patterson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From Ole Miss.
Starting quarterback for Ole Miss is now going to be playing for a Big Ten team or a Big 14 team or a Big 12
Loser.
Team, whatever.
A BIG team.
BIG.
A big.
Wait a minute. Did he clear it? Because only seniors were allowed to go.
Well, it looks like he's gonna get some sort of waiver or something.
Really?
To where he's gonna be transferring to the University of Michigan. So he's gonna be playing for Mr. Cack.
Mr. Cack. Can you imagine you have the title Mr. Cack?
Well, just think, he can go to the Outback Bowl next year instead of the Holiday Bowl where they send the team that beat him.
Yeah, no kidding. And talking about beating them, it's time we beat it out of here because our time's over. So, for the that's right. In case you want to hear us again, go to Podbean, Podbean, and click on the CK Shield there, and it'll take you right over.
That's right. Listen to us again because it sounds better the second time.
It's kind of like yesterday's meatloaf. It's more tasty and delicious. And look how firm our meat is. So, for the Super CPA, Ken Pockett, and our sport director, Mark Milicek, this is John Sarver. We will see you next Tuesday on the Sports Authority. Bye, folks.
Bye.